Test 72, Section 2, Question 25. Here we're looking to strengthen the argument. And as we look at this one, what we get is direct mail advertising consists of advertisements for products versus from the home. Okay, so it's basically what direct mail advertising is. So the perception is that it is bad for the environment is misguided. So essentially that's saying it's not bad for the environment. And then it says, because of direct mail advertising, millions of people buy products by phone or online. Okay, so people buy stuff by phone or online. Products whose purchase would otherwise require the use of a car, thus adding pollutants to the air. So it's saying, look, they buy stuff online, and otherwise they would be going to the store and picking those up, which is bad for the environment because you have pollutants from your car. So the conclusion is, it's not bad for the environment. The evidence is, it's essentially saving car trips, which cars obviously add pollutants. So we need something that's going to strengthen that, that's going to say, in fact, that yes, the direct mail advertising isn't bad for the environment. So we look at what we get. There are a lot of different ways we could do this. This wasn't one where I had a good clear picture, but anything that's going to say direct mail is good would be a plus. A, although primary intent of most direct mail advertisers is to convince people to buy products, direct mail can also lead to increased sales in stores by customers who prefer to see a product prior to purchasing it. If anything, that's going to hurt the argument. It's kind of saying we might get more people going to the store, so it's not really going to help. B, most of the products purchased in response to direct mail advertisements would be purchased even without the direct mail advertisements. This one I wasn't sure. I said, maybe? I don't know. Let's see what else we get. And I really had no idea, so I moved on. A person who receives and reads direct mail advertising is more likely to purchase the product advertised than someone who reads an advertisement in a magazine that they subscribe to. Well, that isn't really going to help us, because that's not going to say whether it's good or bad for the environment, because it's just saying, look, direct mail is more effective than newspapers. That's good for direct mail, but it doesn't really tell us anything about whether or not it's good for the environment. D, usually a company that sends out direct mail advertisements has good reason to think that the person to whom the advertisement is sent would be more interested in the product. Well, that just says that they're targeting their marketing fairly well, but it doesn't really tell us whether or not it's good for the environment. And then products purchased as a result of direct mail advertising comprise an increasingly large portion of consumer products purchased each year. Well, it doesn't really matter what their market share is. We just care whether or not it's good for the environment. So I went back to B and I said, is there a way that B is right? And as we look at it, most of the products purchased in response to direct mail advertisements would be purchased even without the direct mail advertisements. This one actually ends up strengthening by affirming one of the assumptions in the passage. The assumption in this passage is that people were going to buy that product, and therefore it saves a trip to the store. Because if the people weren't going to buy the product before they got the direct mail advertisement, then, or meaning without the direct mail, then it isn't really saving a trip to the store. It's actually just creating another product that they bought, but it doesn't save a trip. And therefore, answer choice B does strengthen it by affirming the assumption that direct mail advertisements are replacing other purchases, not simply creating purchases that wouldn't otherwise exist. And therefore, it's the best answer we get here.